views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, friends. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. You know the routine. Stick with us, and the rules are different, where wisdom, prosperity, and enlightenment are the new order of the day. Sound cool? Well, I think so. How do we get there? Our guests say it's as simple as shifting our consciousness and changing our minds. So today we're going to talk about our ability to upgrade our fundamental assumptions about the nature of reality, act according to our inner knowing, and learn how that practice creates world change. Our guests say it's an infinite, more beautiful universe than we ever suspected. Since we can choose our own reality, let us create a life of grace and ease, abundance, beauty, and balance. Now, isn't that beautiful? I invite you to take a few deep breaths right now and bring your awareness into the present moment as I introduce our guests. Connie Baxter Marlowe grew up in Maine in a family of visionary philanthropists and politicians. She graduated from UC Berkeley with an honors degree in economics and went on to raise three children in Aspen, Colorado. She has a unique and inspiring worldview distilled from more than 20 years of interaction with visionary Native American elders in both North America and Mexico, for whom she creates forums to share the vision of the nature of the universe. And Andrew Cameron Bailey was born in England and grew up in South Africa, where he studied the arts and sciences and lectured in mathematics and chemistry. He sailed to the United States in 1969 and settled in Santa Cruz, California, where he studied with a number of leaders in the consciousness movement. He later raised five children in New York, where he co-founded a nonprofit organization which works with the endangered Kalahari Bushmen in southern Africa. Together, Connie and Andrew have authored the book, The Trust Frequency, 10 Assumptions for a New Paradigm, and co-created the documentary film, In Search of the Future, What Do the Wise Ones Know? Welcome, Connie and Andrew.
Well, we're just so happy to be here, Julie.
Hey there, Dr. Julie. We're just honored and delighted to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I am really happy to have you here. And I always like to begin with our guests by talking about our shared vision that we're a part of one living, breathing organism, an interconnected system, one consciousness, one creation. And you two are passionately connected to this philosophy and have dedicated your life and your work to raising awareness about it. Can you share with our guests and our listeners here what all things connected means to you?
Well, you expressed it very well, that we are one consciousness. And in fact, that's our eighth assumption. All of creation is one. Separation is a man-made illusion. We are the conscious, loving universe. And once we understand that, as far as I'm concerned, once humanity, that veil lifts, that's keeping us separate, war will be obsolete. It'll just shift everything that we do, and peace on earth will be a given.
And I think I would like to say that that doesn't mean that each of us is not a precious contribution to the one, to the all that is. In other words, I like to look at it as a giant, you know, those mirror balls in the discotheques in the 1970s, a gigantic universe-sized sphere. And each of us is a facet of that mirror. And without any one of us, it's not complete. We're all essential. We're all precious. And yet we're all one. It's a paradox.
It is a paradox, and it's an important one for us to help our listeners get that shift of consciousness and really make that a living part of who we are. You guys say in the book that the universe is anything but inert, an inert, lifeless machine. It's conscious, and it's more than conscious, it's consciousness itself. It's not only alive, it's life itself. It's not only loving, it's love itself. I really appreciate how you said that. Can you speak more about that philosophy that we are a part of this conscious, living, loving universe?
Well, Julie, I discovered this association with visionary Native American elders and in Native Indian reservations and their way of life, because they understand that it's all alive, that it's all conscious, that when an animal comes in our path, the animal has come there for a reason, to teach us. And it might not even be a real animal. It might be a holographic representation of an animal that we need to see so that we learn and grow and get guidance from this loving universe. So it's an astounding place we live in. We just have to raise our own knowing to the level that we can appreciate and experience.
So, Julie, the title of the book is The Trust Frequency. The Trust Frequency, 10 Assumptions for a New Paradigm. And so what we talk about, you can summarize the entire book in 4 words. So you don't even have to read the book, although we'd love everyone to buy the book and read it from cover to cover many times, because I think there's a lot of wisdom in the book distilled from so many different cultures, from indigenous, from God, even from John Lennon's Imagine. You know, it just goes on and on. But those 4 words are trust the universe. And your question was, you know, could we speak more about this idea, this concept of the loving universe? There is nothing but the loving universe. There's no place outside the universe. We're within it. We're surrounded by it. And it consists entirely of love. And it sounds kind of, I almost like to say that we're love with a L. There's no E. We are simply contained within the universe. The universe is love. We are in love. And that's very different from the universe we were taught in high school and college, you know, the understanding we were given. So we're talking about just a completely different take on the way we were raised in the culture we came up in.
And what we say is, Julie, because that becomes a paradox as well, and we actually say that our book brings up 6 paradoxes and resolves them, and this is a paradox. You know, how can the world be only love when there's so much suffering and so much war, et cetera? And what we say in our second assumption, our first assumption is there is only love. Our second assumption is that the nature of that love is that it is unconditional. And that means that it must give us everything we ask for. We're not talking about romantic love and unconditional love that I'm going to be sweet and kind to you no matter what you do or whatever. The universe is unconditional in that it loves you so much, it loves us all so much, it has to give us everything we ask for. And our beliefs, our consciousness, our level of consciousness, our beliefs, we call them the 7 A's, determine basically our frequency, and they are our requests to the universe. So it's our lack of understanding of the nature of that love that is all things that has us totally confused.
How would you describe to our listeners how to understand that nature of that love? We just have 2 minutes, and then I really want to get into the how-tos for our listeners and really help them move into that. But how do you differentiate that? What does that really mean?
Well, it means that it's unconditioned. It makes no judgment as to what it's going to bring to us. And when our soul, what we say is that we incarnated on earth with, and we gave permission to this loving universe to take us on our soul's journey to wholeness. So we, that was our overarching act of free will. When we incarnated, we said, okay, loving universe, I'm coming on to earth to learn some lessons, to go on this journey to where I accept myself as a part of all that is, and I understand the loving of all, and I am that. That's our soul's journey, and we each have different experiences that we came to earth to have to take us on that journey. And the loving universe shows up and gives them to us. Regardless, it might be abuse, you know, it might be death by murder, might be, you know, a very challenging concept. But if we take these assumptions as absolutely true, which is what we say to people that they have to do as an exercise to have it shift how they see the world, if it's absolutely true that there's only love and there's only the soul's journey to wholeness, then the whole concept of victim goes away.
I like that. You know what? We're going to talk about moving from the fear to the love right after the break. You are listening to the Dr. Julie Show with Dr. Julie Kroll. We're going to take this quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear more about moving into the trust frequency. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit TheDrPatShow.com. That's TheDrPatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in
in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and this is Julie Kroll. Our guests today are Connie Baxter Marlowe and Andrew Cameron Bailey, and we're talking about the trust frequency. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you. So, Andrew, can you give us the contact information for our listeners? I think, what's the website for the trust frequency?
It's simply thetrustfrequency.net. Okay,
www.trustfrequency.net.
www.trustfrequency.net. Great.
That's the trust frequency. I'm not sure I heard that straight.
Okay. Thetrustfrequency.net. Great.
Yeah, and that will connect you with us in many different ways. You definitely can reach us through that.
Great. Okay. So before the break, we were talking about, living in that fear-based place versus this frequency of love. And there's a quote in the book I really appreciate. It says, fear-based negative thoughts and actions lower our vibration and put us firmly in the fear frequency and generate undesired negative results just as surely as love or trust-based positive thoughts and action raise our vibration and put us in the trust frequency and generate positive, desirable results. Can you talk more about that for us? How can this philosophy move us into a real application, and how does this worldview move us into action? How do we put this into action?
All right. So a fundamental premise here is that we are vibrational beings, that we consist of electromagnetic vibrations, everything in the universe does. And we, as conscious electromagnetic beings, vibratory beings, are capable of vibrating at a whole range of different frequencies, all right? It's measurable. Organizations like the Institute of HeartMath can actually measure the vibratory rate at which we are operating, depending on our it's really our emotional state. So a really good metaphor is, has anyone out there ever been in love? And God willing, the answer is, oh, yeah. And do you remember what that felt like or what that feels like right now when you're in love? It's a state of, it's kind of, we think of it as magical, as exceptional, as extraordinary, and it's not. It's the normal state when we are who we really are, when we are in that higher vibratory state. Being in love is a very good example of, I think, certainly speaking for myself, everything just works. Everything is just, it's a very, very, I live in a different universe when I'm in love. Has anybody out there been in fear or anxiety? And the answer for most of us, I imagine, is yes. And is that different from being in love? Oh, yeah. It's a completely different vibratory rate. It's a lower state of consciousness. When I am depressed, the whole world looks dark and gloomy, and nothing works. When I'm in love, everything just magically works. I come around the corner in New York City, and there's a parking space in a city where parking is impossible. So that's a metaphor for what we're talking about, Julie.
That's a good metaphor. I really appreciate that, because in the book you really talk about choosing this frequency, and I think that metaphor of being in love as a state of a frequency is a really important thing that people can do. So either of you, can you answer this? So when you say, when we place ourselves in this particular frequency by the thoughts we choose and by the actions we take related to those thoughts, then we end up being in that trust frequency, that each frequency has its own laws, its own absolutes, and we choose this frequency, and there are different consequences.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a whole different ball game. You know, we say there's a party going on and we're all invited. We just aren't there because we're in a different frequency. And our mind has actually been conditioned to believe that this is the only game in town. And it is these laws that we are subject to right now in this frequency are immutable in this frequency. But we can shift our frequency. And so we call them the seven A's, the seven things that we have control over that people can easily remember that can guide them on their pathway to this higher frequency. And those seven A's are awareness, what level of awareness we are at, where we put our awareness, our assumptions, our core beliefs. See, this is the key, is our core beliefs. We think that we are all enlightened and we've done all this work and we believe this and we believe that. But if we go to the very, very core of all that, I think that people will find that we have some remnants of erroneous assumptions about the nature of the universe, assumptions that seemed valid in the past with Newtonian, Darwinian beliefs that we all accepted, but now quantum science is showing us that there's an absolutely other way of understanding our interconnectedness and the power of our thinking. And the next A is attitude. You know, what is our attitude about what happens to us? And we say that nothing actually happens to us. It actually happens for us or even through us. What's our attitude? Where do we put our attention? Do we put it on conspiracy? Do we put it on negative things? Or do we put our attention on the possibilities of what we can be and who our true nature and the true nature of the universe? And what do we align with? And then the kicker is, what actions do we take? Do we act from the place of trust, the highest place, our inner knowing? Do we actually act from that place and quit our job that we're keeping because we're afraid that we're going to be bag people out on the street? You know, when in fact, if we trusted our inner knowing and quit our job and went out and let the universe bring us something much more in alignment with our true nature and our true gift. But so this action is the key. And then there's allowing, just stepping back and surrendering to the loving universe and letting circumstance take us to the place that our conditioned mind wouldn't even have thought of. You see? So those are the seven A's.
Mm. You know, our conditioned minds, I like that. I have a friend that we talk and we say we want to write a book called What Ifs, because if we could just stretch our imagination, stretch our awareness, stretch that conditioned mind. In the book, you have a section on there and it says, I love this, there's another even higher way of looking at this. Let's step back for a moment and ask ourselves, is it really a matter of working to co-create a better world, or of simply awakening to the paradise that already exists? So here's the what ifs. What if everything is already perfect? What if the picture is already painted? What if the sustainable world we are working so hard to create is already here? What if the entire concept of sustainability is merely a pale shadow of an abundant reality that already exists, that has always existed? And what if it's been here all along just waiting for us to wake up, recognize it, and align with it? Those are some great what ifs. I find that throughout your book. It's an important
what
part
if,
of...
What if we woke up and found that was true? Because it is.
Mm. Nice. So you guys are taking these what ifs and you're taking these assumptions and you're really putting them into action. You've done this with a documentary. You have this Trust Frequency book. And you're working on a new project. We're going to talk about the new project after the break, which is really important. But I want to get kind of the philosophy, the essence of who you are. And with this new project that we're going to talk about, what I hear you guys saying is, it is time to heal some old wounds. In a minute or less, Can you tell our listeners what that really means? It's time to heal some old wounds.
Well, ultimately, we can't go forward together from a place of blame and shame and guilt and victim-perpetrator. We have to come to understand that everything has a purpose, that there's only love, that everything that has ever happened has been to serve us, either as individuals, as a country, as a race, as a whatever it is. And this is at the essence of the Native cosmology, is that everything has a purpose. And and so the whole thing is to go forward together and bring the pieces of the puzzle together so that we can see a world that we've never seen before. And being mired even in the victim feelings of our family, our parents, our heritage, our, you know, whatever it is, just keeps us stuck.
Yeah, we are clearing those old wounds. We're doing it consciously and subconsciously right now. We're going to talk about a real big one when we come back. We're live with Connie Baxter Marlowe and Andrew Cameron Bailey. We're talking about the trust frequency. This is the Dr. Julie Show. Please stick with us. The conversation will continue right after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information. Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show. I am with Connie Baxter Marlowe and Andrew Cameron Bailey, authors of The Trust Frequency. We've been talking about the trust frequency and those 10 assumptions. I hope we have a minute to come back to those assumptions because they're really powerful in shifting our consciousness. But before we do, I really want to let you all be aware of a new project they're working on, which is really quite exciting. It's called the First 50 Years Project. Tell us a little bit about what that is, Connie or Andrew.
All right. Let me start, if I may. We are filmmakers. Sort of, we describe ourselves in two main ways. One is as filmmakers. The other is as writers in terms of the products we actually put out. First thing we did, and I'll just mention this quickly, is a beautiful film called In Search of the Future, where we interacted with 14 different indigenous cultures and extracted the wisdom from certain beautiful elders. And that film is called In Search of the Future, What Do the Wise Ones Know? And it's actually on the Spirit Enlightened Film Festival out of India. It's on the internet right now, Spirit Enlightened. And our new, and then we did the book, The Trust Frequency, which we've been speaking about so far. And now we're on to our brand new project, which is a film and a book. There's going to be a documentary film, and there's going to be a book coming out of this research we're doing around the pilgrims and the Indians.
And what's important about this is that we discovered from being with Native people that they have a trust-based paradigm. And we also saw that the Mayflower pilgrims who came here and brought a trust-based paradigm to these shores, and they're seeking to create a society based on higher conscience, on people operating from their higher conscience. And we saw the common ground between the Native people that they encountered and their beliefs. And this whole first 50 years is shrouded in misconception and misunderstanding. And we believe that this country is morally paralyzed as a result, because every ill that has ever happened to the Native people has been laid at the foot of the Mayflower Pilgrim. And this is, we call it a case of mistaken identity, because these folks were as close to the Native people as anybody has been before or since. And actually, the interaction between the Native people and the pilgrims actually was the formation of the early seeds of democracy and the formation of the American mind and the American spirit. So we believe that if we can shed light on this first 50 years, that we can bring healing to this nation, that this was the foundational story. Whatever happened after that is very real and very important for us to process. But if we can be inspired by something that actually occurred at the foundation of this nation, then we feel it can set us free to move forward into our hearts and go forward together and really do something for healing that incredible wound that sits in the Native heart and the white heart of the whole victim perpetrator guilt and blame and shame that's standing between us.
So you're completely acknowledging some of the things that have happened since those first 50 years, but you're really looking to integrate back into the beautiful heart space and companionship, partnering, the integration that they really formed in those early formative years for our country. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's no denying, you know, the horrible things that have gone on between all humans, you know. And so the whole thing with the Native people in this land is atrocious. What went on in Europe with the Inquisition was atrocious. You know, we've had a shadow. All of humanity has had a shadow. And we believe that we were actually responding to the fear energy, that the earth was sitting in a field of fear energy, and that all of humanity was responding to this fear energy, and that the earth has now moved into a field of love, and that we can, if we can cleanse ourselves and move forward, we can go into this place that all of us have dreamed of for our children.
I like that. Cleanse and move forward. You know, you're using the field of love to help bring this project forward. You're using crowdfunding, and what a genius idea to get some of that original work done. Do you want to tell us about the Indiegogo campaign and how do our listeners get there?
Yeah, for one thing, what we wanted to say is that we've been doing this for decades. You know, we've been on the Pilgrim Trail. We've been with the Native people. I'm actually a Mayflower descendant. And so it's my ancestors that are driving me to have this nation realize what promise we made in those founding documents of the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. And it won't come into balance until we bring the Native piece of the puzzle into its proper place. And so that's what we're doing. And the way people can access this is through Indiegogo.com, the first 50 years. Just Google the first 50 years, and it'll come up. And we have until January 19th to fund our project. And we just would love it if people would go on and contribute to us so that we can get back to the East Coast and finish up our research and get a screenplay written and a documentary film done and a book done. So we appreciate your asking about that.
Yeah, so that is Indiegogo.com, the first 50 years. Look up that project on the internet. And, you know, with the first 50 years, really, you're just building on your work. You've continued, you know, the film In Search of the Future, What Do the Wise Ones Know?, brings a lot of wisdom forward, and there's this emergent kind of this message about the essence of who we really are, that soul of humanity. And then you've built on that and moved into the trust frequency. And, you know, the 10 assumptions are really a practical toolbox. They're kind of like practical, applicable things that people can do to help move them into this new paradigm and really come from this place of soul. Do you want to speak more about those 10 assumptions?
You know, as it's a deep subject, and it literally takes a serious, intensive workshop to really make progress. What I would suggest is that people simply go to the website, thetrustfrequency.net, www.thetrustfrequency.net, and on the front page, there's a slideshow, and the slideshow is just beautiful Hubble Space Telescope imagery and the 10 assumptions. And just by sitting and gazing at that slideshow as it simply runs through the assumptions, the first of which is we live in a conscious, loving universe. And I don't know if you can imagine how different that is from living in a lifeless, mechanical, clockwork universe that doesn't even know we exist. A conscious, loving universe changes everything. And this whole project is about simply changing everything. Everything we grew up with believing. If you turn it on its head, if you flip it 180 degrees, I think you're a lot closer to reality.
Mm. And Andrew spoke of the project. You know, the project is the human project.
Human potential.
The human potential. It's all of us have a project, and that is to access our true self and the true nature of the universe. And we believe that this evolutionary leap in consciousness is occurring. It is us. It's just a veil that stands between us and our true knowing and our ability to walk in alignment with this higher frequency.
Alignment is an important word. And the one thing I like about the assumptions is that you introduce the assumptions and then you really can compare it or contrast it to, you call it current assumptions, I call it old beliefs, because we really have developed some beliefs around old worldviews that just aren't working anymore. But there's also this brilliant roadmap in your book with the 7 A's and assumptions, attitude, and this alignment piece, action. They're all, I'll say them again, awareness, assumption, attitude, attention, alignment, action, and allowing. Really, for listeners, if you want to practice this in a very practical way, get this book and look at those 7 A's. There's really a lot of wisdom in that for us, and it really does help us to look at some of those old beliefs and then create the new assumptions. Would you guys agree? We got just a few minutes till break. Would you agree that those 7 A's are a nice roadmap for us?
Yeah, absolutely, because there's something, it's easy to remember, You can run them off on your finger, you know, where have I got my attention? What am I aligning with? What are my assumptions? You know, it's an easy way to remember and to just use during the day.
Would you add anything, Andrew?
I was going to say that I kind of see it as a toolkit. The 10 assumptions and the 7 A's are a very, very simple kind of toolkit. We literally turned it into a one-pager. My idea at the beginning of this book is, let's see if we can't get it down onto a simple one-pager that you could put up on your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that, you know, it's that simple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Whoa, if we can do that, we've changed everything. And the 7 A's are our reminders.
Yes.
And you've expressed it very well. If people actually listen to this broadcast, you know, in your synopsis early on and your thread throughout, you really grasp the kernels. And one of the major kernels is that every frequency has a different set of laws.
Right.
Henry David Thoreau said in his conclusion to Walden, he said, "I learned this at least by my experiment. When one walks confidently in the direction of his dreams, he will pass a certain boundary. He will experience a success unexpected in common hours. The laws that apply to him will be expanded, or new laws will be made in his favor, and he will live with the license of a higher order of being."
That's a great place to break. We're going to come back and do our meditation. Thank you for those beautiful words. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We'll be right back.
In to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. We've had a nice conversation with Connie Baxter Marlowe and Andrew Cameron Bailey, authors of The Trust Frequency, and working on a new film documentary and book, The First 50 Years. I want to remind you, listeners, to visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, for more information on upcoming shows, and you can get in touch with all of the archives right there. Also, sign up for our monthly newsletter to stay connected, and also stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll. Hopefully, we continue that conversation. We have fun, and we get lots of inspiration there. So please join us. And now, our weekly meditation. Please sit back, relax, and experience all things connected through this powerful deepening integration meditation. Here is David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System.
Hello, I'm David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here's where we take a few moments to sit back and relax, and with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down. back slowly and stay with this feeling of open expansion and deep understanding. You know, you can carry this feeling with you throughout your entire day. So peaceful and so calm and so easy. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today, and I hope you stay with this experience. And now, here's Dr. Julie.
Thank you, David, for that beautiful sound meditation. Friends, I hope you experience the essence of integration. That was David Eisen with the Chakra Sound System. You can find David at www.chakrasoundsystem.com. And I just want to extend my gratitude for this show and the guests. It was so, it was just beautiful to access that field of love and really understand that from the point of view of the trust frequency, and in the meantime honoring our conscious loving universe. So thank you, Connie and Andrew. You can find Connie and Andrew at thetrustfrequency.net, thetrustfrequency.net. Thank you so much, Connie and Andrew. Do you have any parting words that you want to share with our listeners? I'm not hearing them. So I'm going to remind
you. All we can say is trust the loving universe.
Oh, trust the loving universe. That is a beautiful four words. I love that. Yes.
And we hope you can go on and have a look at our Indiegogo campaign, The First 50 Years, Freedom and Friendship at Plymouth Plantation. And it's also we have a website, theamericanevolution.com, where if anybody wants to contribute to our efforts after January 19th, they can go to that website and make a donation to our efforts.
So, Connie, let me clarify that. It's the American evolution, not revolution. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
All righty. Well, that's beautiful. I want to thank our listeners for tuning in today. And again, you can find more on our upcoming shows and the archives for our past shows at thedrjulieshow.com. And All Things Connected on Facebook. So thank you all for listening. Encourage you to join us every Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, and noon Pacific. Have a great week, and we'll see you right back here next Tuesday on The Dr. Julie Show. Make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.